two girls and a bottle of wine.
You got the bullets, I got the gun. I got a hankering for getting into something. I hit the bottle, you hit the
gas.
Hello,
I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. We're back.
We are.
It's Monday. It's always Monday when we're back.
That's true. We say that every Monday, too.
So what do you think of the changes? I added music to the beginning and
ending.
I
like it. I actually really love our ending song because that's one of my faves.
I knew you would. Kenny Rogers rocks. I think we're going to go see him in Copper Mountain.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was still performing.
Yes. Gotta pay the bills.
Yeah. Well, I just don't like him now that he had all that plastic surgery. He kind of scares me.
Yeah, he's kind of goofy to look at. But hopefully he sounds similar to what he used to.
Yeah.
We'll see. So what did you do this weekend?
It wasn't a long weekend, but it kind of felt like it was.
Because of the holiday on Thursday.
Then
we had to go
back to work
on Friday. And then we're off again on Saturday and Sunday.
Which next year it'll be on a Friday. But I think that in the future, I would rather just work the holiday and have that next day off. Like have consecutive.
Because that was a hard day. I had a lot going on that day at work. But it was a hard day to like stay focused and I ate too much.
Oh my, I ate so much Thursday that I actually had stomach pains.
And that was from the day we had off. But then Friday we came into work and I'm all like Sonic breakfast burritos, Sonic lunch.
Oh yeah, we did really. I did McDonald's breakfast and Sonic lunch. It was a bad day.
It was. I wasn't hungover from July 4th. I was just tired because
I wasn't either.
Before.
Yeah, I was just exhausted.
I think you were in a food hangover.
Oh my god, yeah, because I ate so much food on Thursday.
But did you say you ate your weight in guacamole?
I did.
Guacamole. How do you do that?
I made the guacamole.
Did you have to go to the bathroom a lot?
No.
You don't want to talk about that. I don't know, because if you eat a lot of vegetables or fruits, like too much.
Oh. I don't think of avocado as a vegetable, but it is, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know. All those fruits and vegetables kind of get a little confusing, like tomatoes are fruit, and yet...
Guacamole is just, I guess in my mind I justify it as it's the best dip you can eat because it's so much better than like, you know, like your creamy based dips. And I'm one of those people where if something's in front of me, I lose track. Like it's just like, you know, like my hand goes in the chip bag and into the bowl and into my mouth. Like I'm just not even focusing.
And all of a sudden you're like, I can't walk.
And they wanted to play Flip Cup and I was like, I can't even put anything else in my body at this point. So I was like, I'm going to pass.
It's probably good because you had to work the next day. And then Friday night, what'd you do?
I didn't do anything Friday.
And then Saturday, you went out and
got
all
party crazy. We went to Soul Night. And Soul Night is so much.
What is Soul Night?
So it's only the first Saturday of the month.
Okay.
So we can only do this once a month. And last month was my birthday month, so we skipped it. But it's... It's actually at Beauty Bar, which is where we went to do the
manicures
and martinis.
Yes.
So it's there, and they just they have a big screen on the stage, and they play like really like old jazzy music, like from the 40s and kind of 50s.
And do you dance to it?
Oh yeah, it's so cool. And they put on the big
screen,
they put like the videos of it, so like you kind of feel like you're in like an old jazz club. And some people will actually take it to a whole nother level and, like, dress up like the 40s.
That's what I would love to do.
Yeah. It's really cool. I mean, it's actually really fun to people watch. And some of the people that go there are, like, phenomenally good dancers. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm on, like, Dancing with the Stars while I'm there. Like, they're, like, spinning the girls around. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm not that talented.
Well, that's cool. And then yesterday you had to recover.
Yesterday I had to recover.
That's all good. You'll learn.
I think I'm at the point
I say
where
that. I'm several years older than you, and I have not learned. I still do that, like, once every couple months.
I do that every Sunday. I'm like, I don't want to drink again for a while.
Ever. I want to never, ever drink again. Steve's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, this weekend will come. And
so Friday night, we went to Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill here in Denver.
And I do like
Toby
Keith's.
Super tired, but I sucked it up. We went, and Steve got on stage with his friends.
I saw those
Honky
pictures.
Honky Tonk Voodoo.
Very cool.
And sang, and he did like three sets, and then I'm just like, I can't do it. I'm going to fall asleep on the couch or in the back room, or I'm going to go to the car. And he's like, well, let me just finish the set. And as soon as he was done, like, we took off. The band was still playing. And we're like, bye, Janet's a puss. And then Saturday, we slept in. Saturday night, we went over to a friend's house. I kind of tricked Steve because it was a dinner. And I brought a board game. But Steve's not one of those, like, I am one of those game night. Like, oh, I love to get together nights. With other yeah. couples and play games.
Me too.
So I kind of tricked him. I was like, it's food. It's dinner. Wee. And then I grabbed a board game that I had and brought it with us. And it ended up turning into a game night, which backfired in my face. We played Battle of the Sexes. Have you ever played this?
I don't. I feel like I may have once, or we may have started it. But I know
it's
what
like
game you're talking
trivia
about.
Trivia, where yeah. the girls ask the guys questions that the girls should know the answer to,
right,
and
right.
vice versa. The men stomped our butts. Everybody kicked my butt. I am horrible at trivia. I walked away from there feeling like the dumbest girl alive. I'm like, what's wrong with me? I don't know anything. I know nothing. Nothing at all. I could tell you what a mule shoe is. That was about the only question. I was like, oh, I know, it's a short heel. It was so
That's
embarrassing.
Funny.
But we had fun.
That's what counts.
Yeah. And then yesterday, we took your advice, and we went to a barbecue place up in Kittredge.
Kittredge. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's just before you get to Evergreen here in Colorado, and we went to Switchback Smokehouse. Holy cow. I'm really bummed. They were out of mac and cheese, and now that you described
oh,
the mac
goodness.
And cheese to me, but
the best part of it.
I had chicken leg and thigh, because I like the dark meat, and I had the BLT coleslaw, which had bacon and tomato
Which barbecue
in it.
Sauce did you do?
I originally went with the root beer one.
That's what I did.
But it wasn't sweet enough. So
oh, I liked
Steve
the root beer
gave me
one
of his, and it was much sweeter. And it was delicious. It was raining, so we couldn't sit outside. But they had a live band, and it was great. And then we went up to Evergreen and walked around and got some red velvet cake. Oh, my gosh, I ate so much yesterday. But
me
it was
too,
so good. It was so good. And then we hit Monday like a freaking brick wall.
Yeah. I, like I was – well, I was laying on the couch all day yesterday. And finally, I was like, oh, my God, like, I have to go get my car. Because we left my car downtown, obviously, after Soul Night, took a cab home. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have to get my car because I have to go to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to need that car.
Sundays suck. I think it's my least favorite day of the week because
yeah.
you have the whole day, but you can't really mentally forget that the next day is a work day.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself doing that? And I get a little
uh-huh.
pissy. Like, after
I
12
do.
O'clock on a Sunday, I get a little cranky.
Yeah. The only thing I like about Sundays is that True Blood is back, and that's, like, one of my favorite TV shows. So...
Well,
that helps,
Brother is on.
But
it's on Sundays, but yeah, it's not the same.
It's not.
So neither one of us went to see movies this weekend, but it was a big movie weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Despicable Me 2 finally came out, and I really want to see that. I liked the first one a lot.
I still have to watch the first one.
And it earned $83.5 million.
I'm shocked. Like, I guess I wasn't expecting that.
Well... It was going up against The Lone Ranger, and Steve and I got to go see this before it came out, and it's a waste of time. It's too long.
All Johnny Depp movies are, though.
It was horrible. Like Steve said, you know, you don't really know who it's for. You would think maybe a kid could go to it, but you don't want to take a kid because it's too violent. Mm. Johnny Depp's character is, of course, a little weird. He plays Tonto, the Indian, and then who's the guy? I don't even know the guy that plays... The Lone Ranger, but it was a waste of space, so I wouldn't
and
go see it.
And not a lot of other movies came out this week. Like, the other movies that it was, like, big movies that it was up against was The Heat, which has been out for a
Have
couple
weeks
now. Have
you seen that yet?
No, I really need to.
Amazing. I talked to Kim, our coworker, today, and she went and saw it yesterday. She thought it was hilarious. She said she's ready for The Heat, too.
Oh,
Sandra
okay.
Bullock and
Sandra
McCarthy.
Bullock's funny.
What's
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy. They make an amazing team.
Really?
Amazing.
I could see that. I think Sandra Bullock actually is funny.
She is. So that was a movie weekend.
I finally watched Silver Linings Playbook this weekend.
Oh, what did you think?
I loved it. I can't believe I waited this long.
It is amazing. But I have found that you either love it or you hate it.
Well, so I watched it with Joey. And
he hated it?
No, I was really shocked. I was like, oh my God, he's going to hate this movie. But he actually thought it was kind of funny. Like, there were some parts in it where Bradley Cooper actually kind of makes you laugh.
And he's an amazing actor
mm-hmm.
in that movie. Like,
he
not
really
what
is.
I expected from him at all.
Yeah. No, it was a very good movie. I yeah. really, really liked it. And I love Jennifer Lawrence. Like, she
can do no wrong.
I just, like, I will read, like, comments from her interviews and stuff. And I'm like, she is so...
She seems witty and smart.
Right. And, like you can... comment, like, she says all the time, like, how she's overweight in Hollywood. And, like, she doesn't let it get to her. Like, she just rolls with it. And, like, it's like, and whatever. She looks
phenomenal in dresses.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I read an interview with Ryan Reynolds. I kind of forgot him. Like, I spaced that he married Blake Lively almost a year ago. Because I got confused. Because she was dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
And he was married to Scarlett.
Scarlett. And then all of a sudden,
boom, they're done.
And they're married. So I kind of forgot.
Yeah, I feel like his marriage to Scarlett ended. Were they married, him and Scarlett? They were.
Yes.
I feel like it ended so quickly before he was with
Blake.
Although there were kind of the rumors that he was with Sandra Bullock in between there.
Right, but who knows?
Right.
But he came out and said that he wants to have a big family. Can you imagine Blake Lively, like, bearing lots of kids?
No, she's too pretty.
I know.
That sounds horrible, but when I look at, this is going to sound crazy, but when I look at Blake Lively, I feel like she reminds me of, like, the Golden Globe Award.
She's beautiful.
She's, like, statuesque. Like, she's just really gorgeous.
And I just like the way she presents herself.
Mm-hmm.
But, so he wants to have a lot of kids with her. We'll see how that happens.
Did they say, like, if she's on board with that? Like, does she want kids?
It didn't really say. He kind of said, yes, we're both from big families, so we're both on board. But who knows, right?
Hmm.
I don't know. Hello? Are you here?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I was looking over it.
And you had a rough day at work today. We don't have to go into details. But I actually didn't talk to you because I was scared to.
I was like cranky today.
I was busy and focused.
I was so busy.
And your whirlwind little adventures that were going on in your cubicle were just a little too intense for me.
I feel like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Like, there's just a big tornado.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to get swept up.
So hopefully Tuesday will calm down a little bit. But Monday was crazy. And so I thought I'd share. Actually, our boss shared this article with us.
She did.
Back to work blues. 5 tips to get you motivated. And we were just saying how Sundays suck because it's hard to get that oomph. My alarm went off this morning and I'm like, no, no, no. Okay, get up. Back and go to the gym.
Last week was a short work week because we had that day off. And Friday kind of felt like it was, I mean, Friday was busy, but it was like a one-day work week, you know?
It's always hard to come back to work after a long weekend even a weekend in general.
It is.
No matter how much you like your job, as fun and fulfilling as work can be, it's still work. So these tips are, if you're having a hard time getting back into Mondays, here are a few things you can try. And maybe you had today off, lucky son of a beanpole, and tomorrow's your Monday. This will help you awesomely. So the first one is, be realistic about how much you're going to do today. Move a few things on to today's to-do list, but then also push things off till tomorrow or maybe even Wednesday. Setting unrealistic goals sets people up for frustration and a feeling of failure. And over the last month, I've started doing to-do lists the day before, and it definitely helps me come in, know what I need to do, and get it done. And I've learned not to overwhelm my day.
And see, I use my Outlook calendar. Like, I block off. Like, if you ever look at my calendar, you see, like, it's, like, blocked off every day. And I did that today. I just, like, I came in, and I looked at it, and I had so many emails because it was Monday, and my calendar started pinging with all the stuff I had put on it to do, and I'm like, okay, no. No.
Moving it to Tuesday, Wednesday, like, Thursday.
This is going to tomorrow. Yeah. That sounds horrible, but I had to.
No, you have to. Especially, you know, today I noticed a lot of people that maybe either actually took last week off or mentally took last week off all of a sudden came to life today. And I was like, where were you? I was here all last week. Really? You want me to schedule 20 interviews? All right. Love ya. In an HR appropriate way. All right. The next one to get you back into Mondays or...
Number two is, pick one or two things you're going to do today and finish those two things.
So start to finish. You don't want to start something and then get wrapped up into something else, not finish the original thing.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because this is what actually caused me to move things off my calendar. You know, I have the little calendar at my desk that has, like, the cute little quote thing for the day. Mm-hmm. And today's was, it's not about how much you plan to do. It's about how much you're not judged on how much you plan to do. You're judged on how much you finish. And I was like, that's so... Perfect for today.
Mm-hmm. And the next one is, do one thing at a time, not five. A few podcasts ago, we talked about the fact that you can't multitask, and that was kind of eye-opening for me.
I still think I can.
Yeah, I know I can't because I jack things up when I do. So stress occurs when we're thinking about the past or the future. When we're in the moment, there's nothing to stress about. You're focused on what you're doing, nothing else. This is easier said than done, which is why... many people exercise, do yoga, stuff like that. If you're thinking about anything but the teacher's instructions, I don't understand what that line means. But anyway, just focus on one thing at a time. And I find that I want to turn off the notifications at the bottom of my page when emails come in. Because I'll be in the middle of, like, pre-screening someone, and I see it, like,
I get
email
so
from our VP of
Squirrel.
HR, and I'm like, boop.
Squirrel.
Hold on, please.
Yeah.
And I put them on hold so I can read that email, and it totally is not productive.
Yeah. I don't put them on hold, so then I get sidetracked, and I completely miss what they said.
Yeah. The next one is kind of how I live my life.
Number four. Mm-hmm. So it's plan something fun. When is your next vacation? What are you looking forward to? Having something fun and exciting on the horizon is motivating and keeps us going, which...
It doesn't have to be huge, though. Like, a vacation is huge. But, like, Steve and I have a sushi date with our friend tomorrow night. And
that's
that is what'll get me through tomorrow.
Today I was just like, wine. Two girls and a bottle of wine. I need that wine.
Yes.
But I don't know, like, so you know I'm going on vacation at the very end of the year, and it's the first time that I'm actually not going to be accessible on my vacation.
And you'll be fine.
I'm freaking out.
And it's July, and you're not going until November.
It's actually almost like December. So.
Makes it worse.
I don't know. We'll see.
But
I know that I'm going
to
be freaked out.
You've got to look forward to the awesome stuff.
Yeah.
And not focus on the negative, which you do a lot.
And I think that.
This is your friend calling you out.
I do focus on the night. Well, I'm like a firefighter at work.
You're like, oh my God, I need this many texts when, oh my gosh, I just hired 20 texts today. You know, you got to focus on the positive.
It's hard. Ugh.
I know. I sound like Mr. Rogers.
I've taken a kind of a page out of yours in Steve's book. You guys always have something that you're going to do on the weekends unless Steve is out of town.
Right. And it's just little stuff like going to the barbecue place. I had planned for like 4 days ahead of time.
So I think that's what we're trying to do now. And it was so funny because after our long weekend, we both came home Friday and we're just exhausted. And I was like, we need a weekend getaway, just us. And he was like, you know, I was thinking the same thing. So I think we're going to do a weekend trip.
It's great. And even if you just leave a little early on Friday.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be a whole day off where you waste a vacation day.
Right. I think we're going to do the hot springs.
In my last job, I had a lot more vacation time because I'd been there for so long.
Me too.
And I was constantly taking long weekends. Just like, you know, when things were slow or when they were busy, I'd be like, I'm going to take Friday off. Or I'm going to take, it's best to take a Monday off.
It really
is. Do Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Because then you avoid chaotic Mondays and you just slide right into Tuesday.
See, and at my old job, we had summer Fridays.
What does that mean?
So we each had a backup. And then from Memorial Day through Labor Day. Through the Friday before Labor Day, every other Friday you got to leave at lunch but got paid for the rest of the day.
Oh.
And your backup would support you. So, you took turns, and it was just so nice to be like, it's sunny out, it's noon, and I'm heading home.
Right.
And I don't have to worry about it.
That's a great policy. We should try and
implement that. No. That's never going to work.
And the last thing to help you ease back into your Monday, if you're not having fun at work or you're feeling stuck, tell someone who can do something about it. Most people are so afraid to be fired, they don't speak up at work. From this person's experience, it's not easy to get fired. Look around. I suspect there are several people you work with, we do, who you think probably deserve to be fired, yet they're still there. Worry less, speak up more.
Huh.
When I found myself being kind of slow a couple weeks ago, I kind of hesitated going to our boss because I'm like, well, what if she says, well, we don't need Janet because...
Oh, that would never happen.
Let's fire her. So I learned another lesson, but we'll get to that in a minute. And so I was like, well, throw me where I need to be. I can help anybody. And I won't ever offer to help anybody. I have a list now, a blacklist. Yeah. So those are some ideas to help you ease back into your Monday. Did you find that useful, Ashley?
I did. Did you read the closing paragraph, though, on it?
No, you go ahead.
So it says, if after all of those brilliant suggestions and you still find yourself in a mood, gossip about a few people who haven't made it in yet today, eat someone else's lunch from the refrigerator that looks better than what you brought, and rearrange the most organized person's desk, and all will be well.
She's joking.
I kind of like those three options the best.
Can you imagine if you came in and your desk was rearranged?
I would freak out.
I know you would.
You know how I am.
I know you would. So put yourself in that person's shoes before you do that. So we both have great guys, but I found a list that our weekly list. We always go through lists.
And I read this thing, and this is how sick my mind is. I don't know if you did this, but I was like, okay, which one is Joey?
Right, you wanted him to be on the worst list? No,
well, I didn't want him to be that. But I just felt like, I don't know. That sounds horrible. I guess in my mind, I'm always thinking like
she had a rough work day.
I don't know. It was bad. I'm happy to report he wasn't any of them. So
yay. Okay, so it's the 10 absolutely worst types of men to date. So this is for all of our single friends out there and those of us that are just dating and you have an escape route still available to you.
Even if you don't find one. Yeah. If your guy's on this list, find an escape route.
Right. You want to start off with number one?
I do. So number one is the scaredy cat. And it says, while seemingly a normal, possibly timid guy, things can go extremely wrong when he finds out your true feelings. Men like this aren't mature enough to handle relationships, so they avoid them at all costs. For example, he may show signs of sharing your infatuation, but when talk of commitment comes up, he acts as if you've never even met. If this man comes into your life, don't beat yourself up over a sudden change of heart. He's simply a scared little boy, not the man of your dreams.
There you go. Have you ever dated anyone like that when you were 11?
No.
I always catch myself asking you questions like that, and I'm like, what am I talking about? She's been with Joey since she was 12. Yeah.
I think in the beginning, Joey was the scaredy cat, though. But we were 16 years old, of course.
Right. She wasn't actually 12. I'm exaggerating. I think I may have dated people like that, but they kind of, like, push you away before.
Yeah, I think you see the signs.
Number two, the flirt. We've all met a flirt, also known as the ever-elusive playa. I've definitely dated those people.
He has dozens
of women on the back burner and possesses a constant hunger to string more along to fulfill his insecure mindset. They are always the insecure ones. I can attest to that. When you spot this man, don't let him get to you. You can bet those charming one-liners and suave winks have been used many times before to his advantage. You'll always be an option, but never a priority. Avoid that one. I can tell you that.
Absolutely.
Next.
So the next one is the blow off. This man has no trouble setting plans and organizing dates. In fact, he's usually the one that routinely lights up your phone every Friday night. He wants to have some fun this weekend. To make sure he isn't left alone, he schedules numerous dates and weighs his options. If you're not on top of his list, you'll probably get the, oh, sorry, I'm not feeling so well text, or possibly no response at all. Don't let it bother you. He wasn't worth your time.
Dated those guys too. I dated a lot of icky people in between my last relationship and Steve. I'm very blessed now.
I am very blessed. Looking at this list again, I'm very blessed.
Stay with Joey forever.
That's the plan.
Number four, the narcissist. This one's pretty self-explanatory. Does your man spend more time getting ready than you do? Does he constantly check his hair in every mirror he comes across? Is he seemingly more in love with himself than you? Are his interests limited to his own idealistic opinions and profound theories? I'm good. Not dying. Yeah, he's head over heels with himself. Ditch the Ken doll. You shouldn't have to put up with someone so plastic.
I couldn't handle someone that is so self-absorbed.
Yeah. The next one?
The next one is the dramatic.
Which you don't run across a lot of men that are
like
this.
Yeah, I was shocked on this one. From past relationships, I've learned that the majority of these boys have been total prima donnas. You'll know you've met this type when he freaks out if you show up 5 minutes late to a date. You can be sure he'll fan every little disagreement into a full-blown argument. It's not worth the stress. In my experience, this type can't handle sarcasm very well either. Their serious attitudes tend to translate humor very literally. That's gotta suck.
Mm-hmm.
Humor is like a big
thing. You gotta make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Got to.
Marilyn Monroe says that.
Oh.
If you can make a girl laugh, you can make her do anything.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It is.
I love Steve. He's a stand-up comic, you know.
I know.
Number six, the mushball. Now, I know I can appreciate some roses and chocolate. Every girl can. Men, if you haven't given her roses or chocolate recently, take this as a cue. Anyway. But that's every once in a while or on special occasions. But what about when gifts and compliments get out of control? I dated a guy once that every paycheck Friday, which was every other Friday, I got a dozen roses. It took the special out of it.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, constant flattery can seem fake after a while, and while endless gifts sound nice, they ultimately result in an awkward situation. If all of that mushball behavior is one-sided and we girls end up on a pedestal, the relationship can often become unbalanced. And that's what happened to me.
I feel like this is another insecurity thing. Like, they mm-hmm. are trying to make you see such a, you know, paint a good picture for you because they're so insecure that if they aren't like that, you'll leave.
In fact, when I went to go break up with that dude, he had a rose to give me. Random Sunday rose. It was a random Sunday rose. And I was like, I have enough dried rose petals in my room. Oh, my gosh. It was bad. All right, the next one.
The deadbeat. This man is most often seen sporting a cheese puff stained shirt, lying on the couch in his mom's basement. If for some reason he leaves the house and you two end up talking, you'll find him very light on the activities aspect of life. But who knows? He could be a driven, hardcore gamer, and if you're into that sort of thing, then you've met your match. But if he's just a no-good couch potato, it'll take a lot longer for you to try and change him than it will for him to finish off another bowl of Cheetos.
Failure to launch.
Yes, exactly. But at least that guy had a job in the movie.
Right, right. But didn't one of his friends not have a job? I don't know.
I don't know. That was a good movie. Yeah. Mm.
Matthew McConaughey needs to do more movies like that.
He just needs to do more movies. I like to see him on the big screen.
Have you seen Mud?
No.
You need to see that. The next one is the power monger. This type of man has a need for control over you and everything else in his life. If he starts ordering you around or trying to manipulate you in any way, get out of this relationship. He'll only continue to build power by wearing you down. In order for a relationship to happily function, both sides need to share authority. He isn't the boss of you. You control your own life. I think that's... I forget what I was going
to
say.
I think that's another insecurity thing.
Right.
They feel like they have to control you so you can't leave.
Right. So that's like the controlling boyfriend. You hear about that a lot.
Couldn't handle that. Mm-mm. Number 9 is the know-it-all. Everyone hates a know-it-all. If you find yourself with this man, you'll become aware of your situation very quickly. You'll probably be told you're incorrect more frequently, and you should prepare for the flood of extensive knowledge your partner is going to heap upon you. The information you're being bombarded with is this man's way of looking smarter or trying to impress you. It's not impressive. It's downright annoying.
Never dated one of those.
Me either.
You're so funny.
I feel like if anything, like,
what?
I might be the someone. Not that I'm that. Like the know-it-all, and I'm not. I don't like talk down, but
you always have something to add.
I guess so.
I love that about you. Anyway, number 10 of the 10 absolutely worst types of men to date is the judgmentalist. It's one thing to people watch, which Steve and I love to go to the mall and do, especially in the mm-hmm. wintertime. It's another to point out every flaw in those around you. This type of man can spot someone unique and different from a mile away and has his conformist need to cut them up and express his dislike of their differences. They're incredibly shallow and don't have the capability to dig deep and really get to know anyone out of the ordinary. You don't want to date a mean, ununderstanding man. So find someone who can accept people for who they are and is secure with himself. Another insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the top 10 worst men to date. So hopefully we help someone out. Yeah. If you're in a relationship with any of those men, run. There's brighter fish in the sea. I don't know. Don't look at me like that. So last week when I was getting ready to post our podcast, you let me know that Papa Jim was having some medical issues. So I think we need an update.
He's fine.
What happened?
We don't know.
He got bit by something.
Yeah.
And his leg swelled up and got all black.
Yeah.
And they removed part of it.
Yep.
And then they removed the rest of it. Or they're going to tomorrow.
Yep.
And he's fine.
As far as I'm aware.
And he's not communicating well with his daughter. Papa Jim, call your daughter. If she doesn't answer, call her back. If she doesn't answer, call me. I'll transfer you.
Yeah.
You guys have a weird phone relationship.
We always do that. We play phone tag. But we don't leave messages.
You're so weird.
I think we both are under the understanding of, and this is going to sound horrible, I hate voicemail. Like, if I see you called me, I will call you back. Unless it's an emergency.
Really? See, I don't call back unless there's a voicemail.
Really?
Yeah.
If there's a voicemail, I'm assuming
you can accidentally pocket dial me.
Oh, no, I always call back. If there's a voicemail, I assume you told me everything I need to know in the voicemail, and I'm not calling back.
Wow. Unless, that's Jack.
Unless you're like, this is an emergency, call me right now. In
so
which case.
If I leave you a voicemail, I need to end it by saying, call me back if I want to talk to you again.
That's if I get to the end of the voicemail.
You're incorrigible.
I do much better via text. I'm the same way at work. Like, except email for
sometimes
me, don't
it'll
call
take
me.
You half a day to respond to a text message.
That's true. I don't always have my phone with
I
me.
Know.
I'm horrible.
I know. I need Joey's phone so I can copy him on a text. So one of you.
He's even worse. Good luck with that.
All right. Let's head on out of here.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Facebook, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, Twitter, the number Two Girls and Wine, and enjoy some Kenny Rogers as we get on out of here.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.